and welcome to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Please join me as I share the body, mind and soul approach that helped me to lose over 150 pounds of weight after over 30 years of countless failed dieting, starting from age 9. I am a qualified nutritional therapist, low-carb expert, stress management consultant, sleep, mindset, psychology of weight loss, holistic fertility, fasting, and coaching. I'm also a writer, blogger, and in a previous life, I practiced as a qualified lawyer. Let's do this!
Hello, and welcome to episode 59 of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I just want to start by saying thank you so much for listening to this podcast week in, week out, sharing with your friends and your family. And I really appreciate all the love and support I get from you guys. You're allowing me to do something that I really, really love doing. And thanks for all the messages that you send me to my Instagram, Bell's Low Carb World, and thanks for the 5-star reviews. I really appreciate all of you, and thank you so much. Also, if you have any topic that you'd like me to chat about, by all means, please send me a message on Instagram, Bell's Low Carb World, and I will always do my best to try and chat about those topics. Okay, so today I would like to talk about inflammatory oils and fats that we use in our foods. And if, like me, you have been on the weight loss train forever and ever and ever, you will remember when we were being told to use oils like sunflower oils and vegetable oils because they are polyunsaturated oils and therefore good fats. These oils will even have some heart healthy signs on them, indicating that they were good oils and they were good for the heart. I am so sorry to say this to you. They lie to us. And I'm very ashamed to say that I bought into those false science. And I would even go as far as believing that those deadly oils used in our foods were the best kind of oils that we should be using when we cook or fry or do whatever with our foods. I knew nothing, but now I know better. I even bought into the fiction that if an oil is liquid at room temperature, like sunflower oil, canola oil, and some other seed oils, that they were good for our hearts. But if they were solid at room temperature, like animal fats, they will clog our arteries. I absolutely apologize. I knew nothing then. I know better now. This was just all nonsensical fiction. Most of the things I know about health, weight loss, would usually start by the curiosity as to how those foods would affect me and my obsessive daily weighing, which has been going on for at least 3 decades or longer. I've always weighed myself in the mornings or and sometimes even twice a day. I'm not ashamed to admit that. It's a little bit of an obsession, but it works for me. My endless curiosity about how the foods I eat will affect my body, in particular whether I gain weight or lose weight the next day, will usually cause me to start researching these issues. And some of the things I've learned over the years and some of the things I talked about on the podcast, that's kind of usually how that curiosity will start. And then I'll go into deep research and then I'll reach a very firm conclusion that will always show that my body doesn't like these things that are bad for us and will always reflect, because my body is so sensitive to weight gain and so sensitive to inflammation. It will usually alert me when something isn't quite right with whatever I eat. For example, I will go to parties and I'll be on my low carb lane. I'll stick to meats or fish and salads. And the next day I would gain weight. Even though these were the sort of meat I'd cook at home, I'll never gain weight. For example, chicken or fried beef or whatever might be served in that party. So I would eventually figure out that the cheap vegetable oils and seed oils that were used in frying or cooking these meats that I would eat at parties or wherever were usually the reason for my weight gain and inflammation. Similar things will also happen to me when I go to some restaurants, perhaps not quite high-end restaurants, and I will just be on my low-carb lane eating vegetables or salad and protein. And the next day I would have gained weight. Again, it would just be because of the oil that they use or the fats they use to cook their food. And sometimes also it might be something to do with the seasoning. Perhaps they had MSG seasoning flavors or whatever in those foods. But my body will always tell me that something I'd eaten the previous day was just not good for me. This is not surprising what I say about oil, given that one study found that people eating the same foods cooked with these seed oils gained 27% more fat than the same things cooked with olive oil. Let me just repeat that. You can have the same food, and just because you've cooked it with cheap industrialized vegetable oil like canola oil or sunflower oil, you will gain 27% more fat than if the same food was cooked with something like olive oil. And the same way going through elimination diet, I've been able to help so many people with body pains or any kind of pain, arthritis and other issues, simply by swapping the kind of oils that they use in their cooking. And once I get them to eliminate the inflammatory seed and vegetable oils, they find that their issues get better. The same vegetable and seed oils, such as sunflower oil, which we were told for several years, and actually we continue to have that information even today, 2024, that they were healthy. And like I said, some of them will even have the heart health symbols. Even today, just unbelievable the lies in our food systems. These industrialized seed oils contain inflammatory linoleic acid, which have been linked to so many diseases such as heart diseases, some cancers, even dementia. And yet we were told they were healthy. They lied. Now we know we can't unknow. Okay, so it's all good and well saying to you inflammatory oils, but what kind of oils are bad for us? The bad oils are the cheap industrialized crap, some of which were actually manufactured as byproducts of industrial processes, and they're quite frankly not fit for human consumption. They cause inflammation in the body, which make us fat and sick. It's all well and good me telling you that these oils cause inflammation and will make us fat and sick. But what oils am I actually talking about? What are the industrialized vegetable and seed oils that we should not be putting anywhere in our foods? Okay, so this will include oils like canola oil, rapeseed oil, sunflower oil, vegetable oil, soybean oil, rice bran oil, grapeseed oil, cottonseed oil, corn oil, safflower oil, peanut oil, and also shortening oils such as margarine. Margarine is just so bad. Margarine is not the same as butter, and I know there are some people who will use both interchangeably, but margarine is so bad for us. Okay, so why are these oils and fats bad? Let's explore some of the reasons why these types of oil cause us to be inflamed, fat and sick. One of the reasons is that these oils are high in omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acid, that linoleic acid that I mentioned earlier in the podcast. These inflammatory seed oils are rich in omega-6, and it is very important to find a balance of omega-6 with omega-3. An imbalance in these fatty acids can promote inflammation, contributing to various chronic diseases such as heart diseases, diabetes, and arthritis. Unfortunately, these inflammatory seed oils have an unhealthy high ratio of inflammatory omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, and most Western diets already contain an excess of omega-6 fatty acids from eating the kind of crappy processed foods. And also these crappy processed foods tend to have those seed oils. So you would already have, if you're eating those kind of diets, you'd already have an excess of omega-6 fatty acids in your diet. And this imbalance disrupts the body's natural inflammatory response and can therefore lead to chronic inflammation, which is a contributing factor to so many health problems, like I've said, including heart diseases, diabetes, arthritis, and even some cancers. These seed oils can also deplete our vitamin E. They can harm immune function. In the world that we live today, you don't want to take the risk of anything whatsoever that will have an impact on our immune system, let alone something that can harm or deplete the immune function. So yeah, we need to completely get these seed oils off our food system. They can also cause weight gain, because anything that is causing inflammation in the body will cause weight gain, because you have some kind of water retention when your body is inflamed. But also, like I said earlier, you can have exactly the same food, exactly the same quantity, and you can cook them using exactly the same ingredients. But if you fry one with olive oil or fried one with some of these oils I've mentioned that are inflammatory, you will retain 27% of fat from eating that food. That's quite something to bear in mind. Also, these oils are bad for us because they're highly processed and genetically modified. The extraction process of seed oils often involve high heat, chemical solvents, and a refining process which can lead to the formation of harmful compounds like trans fat or oxidized lipids. These compounds have been linked to inflammation and oxidative stress in the body, increasing the risks of cardiovascular diseases and other health issues. We should not be using these inflammatory oils and fats because they are toxic and they have harmful byproducts, oxidation, or structural damages when they're heated just in the process of cooking our foods or also in the way that we are manufactured. Oxidation causes oxidative stress to the body, which is the cause of most chronic diseases, such as hypertension, heart failures, also neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Huntington disease. Oxidative stress can also contribute to the development and progression of some cancers. Also, type 2 diabetes, inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, and generally, oxidative stress can even cause some respiratory diseases such as asthma and even something like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Seed oils can also accelerate the aging process. And no one wants to be aging badly. If you want to remain youthful for as long as possible, you need to cut down or absolutely eliminate these inflammatory oils and fats from your diet. For more on aging and tips to slow down the hands of aging, check out episode 27 of the podcast, where I deep dived into everything concerning aging and also those tips to slow down the hands of aging. Okay, so if you are listening to me right now and you're trying to conceive, or if you're younger and want to have children in the future, or for whatever reason, if fertility is still important to you, or you're not sure yet whether you'd like children in the future or not, and you want to keep your options open, then you should definitely eliminate these inflammatory oils and fats, because they can also reduce fertility. And like I've kind of mentioned earlier, these fats can increase the risk of diabetes and insulin resistance. They can also increase the risks of various types of cancers by promoting tumor growth linked to things like the breast and lung cancers. Also, like I mentioned earlier, it's time for us to completely ignore all the things we've been told about the kind of oil and fats to use if we're interested in heart health. So oils like canola oil, rapeseed oil, sunflower oil, vegetable oil, and all the inflammatory oils I mentioned earlier can increase the risks of heart diseases, strokes, arthritis, and other degenerative diseases. This is so important, especially when we have so many people who are suffering needlessly with pain and chronic pain, and things like arthritis absolutely ruining their lives almost. Just a little swap by eliminating these oils may just be the difference in the pain level that you're currently experiencing. Also, things like dementia that we all are so conscious about, especially in recent years. Again, we don't want those diseases as we grow older, and we just need to absolutely eliminate these inflammatory oils and fats from our diet. Compared to oils like olive oil or coconut oil, seed oils contain fewer nutrients and antioxidants, and these nutrients play a crucial role in reducing inflammation and protecting our cells from the damages caused by oxidative stresses. And it's all well and good me telling you to quit using these industrialized seed oils that make us fat and sick. But what should we be cooking our foods with? What oils should we be using when we replace these industrialized oils? Okay, so you can use good oils and fats like extra virgin olive oil, which are rich in monounsaturated fats and antioxidants. Olive oil has been associated with numerous health benefits, including reduced risk of heart diseases and improved cognitive function. Also, please be careful when you buy your olive oil, because I have seen oils being sold as olive oil, but then when you look at the ingredients, they also combine them with something else like rapeseed oil. So just make sure that you're getting the extra virgin olive oil when you're cooking or having that in your salad. Just make sure you have the right kind of olive oil. Also, coconut oils, which contain medium chain triglycerides, MCTs, are good for us because these are easily metabolized by the body. MCT oil can also support weight loss and improve heart health. You can also use avocado oil, which is similar to olive oil. It is high in monounsaturated fats and antioxidants. It also has a high smoke point, making it suitable for cooking at higher temperature. So if you're trying to fry something that needs to cook at a higher temperature, avocado oil is a good one to use. Okay, so this is also the biggie, but if you've been listening to this podcast and if you're interested in all the holistic and functional medicine sort of things I talk about on the podcast, this will not be a surprise to you. Contrary to what we have been told over the years, oils and fats from animal fat are absolutely wonderful and are things we should be using. So when we are cooking, we should also use things like butter, and like I've said earlier, not margarine. These are not interchangeable. Margarine is so bad for us. Butter is amazing. So you can use your animal fats to cook, such as butter, the ghee, bacon grease, lard, tallow, duck fat, goose fat, and other animal fats like beef drippings. If you're on a low-carb diet, fat is not the enemy. So use your oils and your fats to cook your food as much as you want to. However, this is not the keto diet. You still need to reduce your dietary fats so your body can have a chance to tap into your body reserves, to tap into your body fat, and to lose the weight that way. So yeah, fat is not the enemy. Use your fat and oil, but make sure you're using the good fats and not those inflammatory seed oils. Once again, fat is not the enemy if you're on low-carb diet. However, sugar is the enemy. And I'm sure you've heard me say a million times on this podcast that sugar is 8 to 10 times more addictive than cocaine. Fat is not the enemy. Sugar is the enemy. And that's actually the title of a podcast I did in episode 7, which is a very, very, very important podcast. And whilst you're there, also listen to episode 6, which is called Why Do We Gain Weight? And as a conclusion to those 3 episodes, there's also episode 8, Breaking Sugar Addiction, Sugar Names, Sweeteners, and Sugar Alternatives. So for more on why fat is not the enemy, sugar is the enemy, go ahead and listen once again to episode 7. However, fat is not the enemy when you're on a low-carb diet. If you're eating a high-carb sugar diet, fat is definitely going to be your enemy, because one of the worst combinations for ill health is that combination of a high-carb, high-sugar diet and a high-fat diet. If you think about all the stuff we should not be eating if we're interested in better health, those things will have a big combination of fats and sugars. For example, cakes, donuts, biscuits, and stuff like that. The bad news from this episode is that for years we were encouraged to use these bad seed oils that have done nothing but made us fat and sick. The fantastic news is that we know better, and once you know, you can't unknow. Now we can enjoy our tasty foods and have better health by making the switch to healthier oils and fats like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, butter, ghee, duck fat, lard, tallow, and all those kind of oils and fats that will contribute to better health and well-being. And on that positive note, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week, and I hope to see you next time on the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. If you like this podcast, please do me a huge favor and like, subscribe, share with your family and friends, and please review this podcast so that other people can find us. Please see our show notes for any links referred to in the episode. If you wish to connect with me on social, my Instagram is Bell's Low Carb World. That is BELLES Low Carb WORLD. I hope you join me next week for the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a fantastic week, and thank you. This podcast is for informational purposes only. This podcast does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Thank you.